So part two is all about Gmail for the students. The Gmail for the students, when we originally did it, we had a generic naming system for all the students. This later proved a little bit of proved to be problematic, purely because it had their year group in the name. This we originally thought was going to be a good idea because it was only going to be for that year group. It was only going to be for that particular year, and we were going to make new ones later. As it happened, they continued to use them and ended up discarding them anyway and making their own personal Gmail account because they learned how to use Gmail already. This was a couple of years ago. So this time around, what we've done is we've used their first name, or middle initial and their last name. This has caused lots of problems here in Vietnam because there's 80 million people here and there's 15 surnames. It's, you know, it's a little bit Arkansas. But the good side of it is that the Vietnamese and the Thai and the whatnot, and the Koreans, they have either nicknames, so they can have their name, their nickname, and so you just need to have a good naming system. First name, middle name, or middle initial, and last name seems to work for about 90% of all the naming, or all the children in years 4, 5, and 6. It seems to work, and it means that you can go and find them quite easily as well when you go to search in your Gmail later, and you go to search your Gmail contacts, which makes life really easy. So Gmail, the children need to turn off web clips because parents have complained about the web clips, and quite rightly too. Some of the web clips at the top, it's like a little ticker tape, are inappropriate for children. It usually goes on content within the email, but sometimes you can pick up on a word, particularly if they're talking sort of things like, you know, Miley Cyrus or things like this. They get then further links to like music buzz sites and stuff like this, and entertainment sites, which I think personally should be blocked at school, but because they're going to be using this outside school, the parents, I think quite rightly, have a right to complain about it. So turn web clips off. Next thing, chat. Chat has become a real bone of contention here at school. I don't know if your administrators at school will turn it off. It's very easy for your administrators to do this. They can just close the port that chat is on. I'm in two camps about this. I think it's a good idea to have chat sometimes. You know, they just need to understand how to use it. If you block it and you prohibit it, then sometimes you get the misuse of it, particularly out of school. What we found is that some year 5 children have learned how to go into the settings, change all the settings, and they turn the chat history off. You're going to have somebody to go in and check. Maybe check every single lesson if you have particular children who are very tech savvy and have that kind of that mannerism, you know, that trait that they can, you know, they're too inquisitive and they want to be a little bit devious. Make sure the chat history stays on. We've had a problem where the children now know how to make a Gmail account, and they make numerous accounts in different names, and they tend, you know, they say, oh, this is my personal site now, Mr. Glenn, can you go and use this as my school account, la la la. Fine. But what we've found lately since the middle of December is that one of the children has been impersonating me by using my name plus a number at gmail.com and have been contacting their own parents. This has blown up into a huge furore, and thankfully it's been nipped in the bud now. But that's one case that I've had in 3 years of doing this. Admittedly, if you're an ICT teacher, then you'll, or you're an ICT coordinator, in the UK or wherever, you'll have come across this kind of problem, impersonation of other children, you know, hacking into their passwords, stuff like that. Passwords. The first email that they send to you in their Gmail account must be their username, their password. Then you can collect all the username and password, because it is inevitable that you are going to get 4 or 5 requests every single week minimum, because they've forgotten their password. Go into your Gmail account, because you're going to have to make a Gmail account in a moment, and I want to come to that in a moment. You, in your Gmail account, in your filters and in your labels, you can go straight to the search box, type in a name, password, and it's there right in front of you. Children still use the Gmail. They have everything sent to their school account. Remember, this is a school account, and we've had a couple of parents who have said to us, you know, why have you got their password? That, you know, surely you teach them not to send out their passwords. But the parents need to understand that you have it for a good reason. One, they forget. Two, if there's any wrongdoing with their Gmail account, and they're, you know, sending out malicious or cyberbullying style emails, you can go straight to their account, change the password, and they're blocked out of it. You know, that's one side of it. Policing this has been an issue as well. We started by having two children who would come in every Thursday lunchtime, and then my TA would carry it on in the Thursday afternoon, and they would go right the way through all the accounts, making sure that chat history is on, checking all sent mail, checking all chats within the last couple of days, within the last week. But because we had 2 Year 6 monitors running through all the accounts, you know, they were sworn to an oath. We made it all above board. We told them that we were going to choose children who we thought were sensible and, you know, tech savvy enough to be able to go into the accounts. And there was an uproar about it from all the Year 6. Fair enough, they made a good point. So we took them out, and it's just my TA now, sadly for her. The good side of it is that the parents love this. Parents love the fact that you are policing it, and that it's all above board, it's all transparent. And anything that's happening, the first port of call is that the children speak to you. I would say that's it for children's Gmail. In summary, make their passwords their first email to you, then you can reply. It means you don't have to add their contacts to your, they don't have to add their contact to your contacts, because as soon as you reply, it's auto-added. Then you have their password, their username, and that's the first step. That is one of the biggest things. Next thing, policing. Make sure that you have a rigid timetable to go through it. That's what I would do from inexperience. Right, next bit is going to be Google Sites.